This is Ted Kennedy. A new study demonstrates the Reagan-Bush administration's neglect of public health and safety. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, it takes George Orwell to understand George Bush on deregulation. The vice president headed up the administration's task force on regulatory relief, and he claims to be the great deregulator. But it turns out that what he's been deregulating is public health and safety. He's turned the truth upside down, Al. Now, a study by the public interest group, Public Citizen, sets the record straight again and again on critical issues affecting worker safety, consumer health, and environmental protection. The administration has conspired with business to subvert the law. Under this administration, workers continue to suffer while health and safety inspections are delayed, complaints are not investigated, and violators get off scot-free, all in the name of higher business profits. It's a campaign issue, Al, but not the way the vice president means.
Ted, I know Ronald Reagan's overwhelming approval from his fellow citizens is still a big mystery to you. He was elected and reelected with a pledge to bust through the vast government bureaucratic morass that often makes life difficult for average Americans. He put George Bush in charge of the task force on regulatory relief because George knew exactly what he wanted. They set out to cut back unnecessary government regulation, and that will produce an estimated savings of more than $150 billion over the next decade. That's money that we can use to invest in America, research, development, increase productivity. Task Force's recommendations also produced a swifter process for approving the use of crucial drugs for the seriously ill. A leaner and less bloated government is better government, Ted. So, the people will let George do it. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Senator Al Simpson. American exports are booming along, but we hear a great pile of that old doomsday trade talk from some Democrats. Ted Kennedy will tell us where he stands when we face off in a moment. Ted, most of our country's economists expect the nation's trade deficit to improve by about $25 billion this year. And if current trends continue, the trade deficit would go down by some $40 billion, and that even includes the most recent reports. The United States is coming on again as the most competitive nation in this industrialized world. Over the past 2 years, we've had the most rapid growth in productivity of any industrial nation. Our trade problem is darned important, Ted. But this is no time to go for protectionist laws, laws that would only trigger tariffs of retaliation, laws that would close out our American goods from foreign markets. If you've learned anything from history, Ted, you know we can't go back to those old Smoot-Hawley days. That was disaster.
Al, you obviously didn't pay attention to the administration's latest trade report. It contradicts everything you said. According to that report, Al, the trade deficit's still out of control. The red ink for August was $10 billion. We exported $28 billion of goods, but we imported $38 billion. The Republican foot-and-mouth disease on trade must be contagious, Al. In the vice presidential debate, Dan Quayle bragged about U.S. exports of automobiles to Japan. True, we did export 950 cars to Japan in August, but we imported 178,000. American workers and American business can outproduce and outcompete any other nation in the world, Al, but don't ask them to do it with both hands tied behind their back. Trade is a two-way street, Al. It needs to be fair as well as free. And it's long past time we crack down on foreign countries that slam their door on Uncle Sam. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on unfair budget cuts that hurt the needy. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Ted Kennedy. The Reagan-Bush administration claims credit for supporting low-income programs. But it just ain't so. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, the administration should practice a little truth in government. They're falsely claiming credit for social programs in the past 8 years. True, Al, the funding's gone up, but no thanks to your administration. They tried to slash every social program in sight, from housing, education, and child nutrition, to Social Security and Medicare. The Democratic Congress saved the day. We fought to stop those unfair budget cuts, Al, and many of your own Republican troops fought on our side. The right-wing comparison is dead wrong, Al. The right comparison is with what the administration proposed, not what Congress finally enacted. It's understandable that in the heat of a campaign, the administration would rather not mention its relentless cuts in essential programs for the needy, but there's no excuse for lying about the facts, Al. You can't claim credit for increases you never sought and tried to stop.
Now, Ted, you've changed your tune just a tad. For years, you've been shrieking about alleged cuts and low-income assistance. The facts always shot you down, so now you want to claim that Ronald Reagan had nothing at all to do with the current strong program of low-income cash assistance. From 1981 to 88, cash assistance for the needy went up from $18.5 billion to $27.1 billion. We did protect our most vulnerable and needy citizens with a very real safety net of cash assistance. The Tax Reform Act, pushed so hard by this administration, makes 7 million more low-income families with children eligible for the earned income tax credit, and millions more have been dropped completely from the tax rolls. Your usual partisan effort to paint Ronald Reagan as some uncaring boob just won't wash, Ted. Tears you up, don't it? This is Senator Al Simpson. Democrats use Halloween ads on Social Security to scare the voters. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Senator Al Simpson. Beware of the Ides of Halloween. It's desperation time for Democrat campaigns across this land. They always work the October Social Security ads to try to scare the good, honest folks. Ted Kennedy and I will face off in a moment. Ted, thanks to a fine bipartisan effort, the Social Security retirement system is presently in good financial health. When Ronald Reagan took the Oval Office, the Social Security system was in deep trouble. But the Social Security Compromise of 1983 involved those thoughtful bipartisan recommendations. We acted to ensure the near-term solvency of the Social Security system. But some love to have you believe that only those nasty Republicans have ever favored limitations on future benefit increases. It's just not so. We have all acted to protect the system against any changes from any deficit reduction efforts. So let's pledge that this is too important to our seniors to become a distorted campaign issue.
Al, if you believe that, I have a bridge in Brooklyn I'd like to sell you. It's easy to see why Republicans feel guilty about Social Security. You are guilty. The Republican Party has always been allergic to Social Security. You fought Franklin Roosevelt when he first proposed it 50 years ago, and you've been fighting it ever since. Let the private sector do it, you say. Make Social Security voluntary. But voluntary won't fly, Al. Millions of elderly Americans will be suffering again if you prevail. Exhibit A, Al, was May 10, 1985. Vice President Bush cut short a Western trip and rushed back to the Senate to cast the tie-breaking vote for your Republican scheme to cut Social Security. When you're not slashing Social Security, Al, you're attacking Medicare for the elderly. Sooner or later, Republicans will stop trying to cut Social Security, Al, but I'm not holding my breath, and neither are the American people. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on George Bush's capital gains tax cut for the rich. Tune in Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Ted Kennedy. If George Bush gets his way, trickle-down economics will be riding high for four more years. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, to put it mildly, Vice President Bush hasn't been campaigning on the issues. But one place where he did slip up and show his true colors is his call for a capital gains tax cut for the rich. It's pure trickle-down economics, Al. The preposterous notion that tax breaks for the wealthy stimulate the economy, the trickle-down to the rest of the people. In case anyone missed his point, Al, Vice President Bush also trotted out a program for everyone else, a tax break worth $20 a year for middle-income citizens. It's Reaganomics at its worst, Al. Plums for the rich and crumbs for the rest. $20,000 tax breaks for the wealthy, $20 tax breaks for everyone else. No wonder they don't let the Vice President loose on real issues, Al. With ideas like that, he'll lose the election.
Oh, no, Ted. It's ideas like that one that will really win it. The people ain't dumb about plums and crumbs. And once you get beyond your basic liberal economics, even you can see that George Bush's proposal will only stimulate the solid economic growth of the Reagan years. History shows us that reduced tax rates on capital gains provide increased revenues to the federal treasury. High capital gains taxes slow investment and dry up venture capital. One study confirms that a capital gains tax rate of 15% would generate tax revenues of over $8 billion in just 1 year. In the second year of the program, we could realize $11 billion in revenues. It's good for business. It generates growth. Even the strongest supporters of tax reform felt that the capital gains tax increase was a mistake. A strong economy demands having incentives to invest. We need capitalists to put up their capital. That means jobs. You there, Ted? This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on the Democrats' dismissal of American agriculture. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Senator Al Simpson. Democrats give agriculture short shrift right from the top of their ticket to their feel-good platform in Atlanta. Ted Kennedy and I will face off in a moment. Ted, American agriculture has been on the ropes in recent years. I hunch America's farmers and ranchers are at first stunned, and then they laugh, when they hear Dukakis suggest that they can solve their problems if they would but grow Belgian endive, Harvard lettuce, apples, and blueberries. What a hoot. Dukakis has no plans for reducing agricultural subsidies. Your Democratic platform doesn't even have the word rancher in its entire text. George Bush has vowed to build on the scope of the existing farm bill. He would work hard to keep markets open overseas. He supports the development of new markets for existing products, such as ethanol. Those are some real plans, Ted. Belgian endive may work for Massachusetts agriculture, but out where men are men and soybeans, corn, and wheat are grown, farmers need more than that kind of applesauce.
Al, if you think the Republican ticket has any credibility on agriculture, you're not operating with a full silo. Reaganomics dumped agriculture into the worst recession since the Great Depression. Farm exports dried up, prices plunged, and thousands of farmers and ranchers lost their homes, their land, and sometimes their very lives. 600,000 family farms went belly up during the Reagan administration, Al. While all that was happening the past 8 years, it's fair to ask, where was George? Vice President Bush talks big about farm exports now, Al, but his silence was deafening when the Reagan administration opposed the Farm Export Enhancement Program passed by Congress. Ask any farmers if they're better off today than when the Reagan administration took office. They're suffering, Al, and when you ask them how they spell relief, they spell it Mike Dukakis and Lloyd Benson. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on his record on health care. Tune in tomorrow in the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Ted Kennedy. Comprehensive health care is heating up as a front-burner national issue at last. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, the quality of health care has become a top issue in this election year, and for good reason. There's probably no other issue where the difference between the candidates is wider. The Reagan administration, and that means George Bush too, Al, is no friend of health care. For 8 years, they slashed Medicare for the elderly, Medicaid for the poor, and funds for pregnant women and newborn children. They oppose minimum health insurance for 22 million workers who don't have it because employers won't provide it. They reject any notion of aiding senior citizens who desperately need long-term nursing care. And their catastrophic insurance plan for the elderly was so pathetic that Congress had to bail it out. What gives, Al? There are sensible and affordable ways to meet all of these challenges, and Mike Dukakis supports them. How can you right-wingers just stand there and say no, Al?
You're peddling that old hysteria again today, Ted. Dukakis supports everything. This administration has never cut any direct Medicare or Medicaid benefits. That distortion has been a favorite of Democrats for years. President Reagan signed a spanking new catastrophic health care bill just 2 months ago. Good legislation directed to assist those faced with catastrophic illness and catastrophic costs. That thoughtful bill is anything but pathetic, Ted. You know that. Those who do not have health insurance do need our assistance. But it's terribly unfair to force small businesses to absorb costs totaling some $26 billion. It only avoids the real question of how to bring down the cost of health care for all Americans. There are some sane, sensible, affordable ways to meet these challenges, but neither you nor your plodding standard-bearer have ever found the right path, Ted. This is Senator Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on the fight for democracy in Angola. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Senator Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy just can't bring himself to support those who fight so hard for freedom in Angola. But by doing that, he torpedoes any hope for democracy there. We'll face off in a moment. Ted, you and I have talked many times about the civil war in Angola, and each time you bristle and oppose any U.S. efforts to assist Jonas Savimbi and the hardy people he represents. Yet Savimbi's opposition is propped up by 60,000 thugs consisting of Cuban troops and Soviet bloc advisors. I hardly think that Fidel Castro and his band of brigands support democracy. South Africa, who always fights against Castro and the commies in Angola, is now withdrawing from that country. That was one good faith effort, one answered only by meat-fisted Cuban occupation. Civil war will continue on in that beleaguered and occupied country until there is honest commitment to reconciliation and free elections. What in the world do you have against that, Ted?
Al, wake up. Wake up. You're playing Rip Van Winkle again on Angola. Big developments are taking place in that part of the world, and I don't mind giving the administration credit, with a little assist from General Secretary Gorbachev and the Soviet Union. It's one of the welcome side benefits of the U.S.-Soviet summit and the INF Treaty. We're making progress in arms control and on regional conflicts, too, including Southern Africa. For years, the administration has mediated marathon negotiations to get Cuba out of Angola and South Africa out of Namibia. Now, in the final months of the administration, the effort has been paying off and an agreement is close. With the success of these talks, Al, it makes less sense than ever for the United States to intervene in Angola's civil war. Jonas Savimbi is no freedom fighter, Al. He's a terrorist. He's also a puppet of the racists in South Africa, and he doesn't deserve a dime of U.S. aid. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on nuclear weapons test. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Ted Kennedy. We didn't get a comprehensive nuclear test ban out of Congress, but we did get the next best thing. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, a hard-fought battle on the recent defense bill was the effort to encourage the administration to negotiate a comprehensive ban on nuclear testing with the Soviet Union. Nuclear tests are what drive the nuclear arms race, Al. If you can't test new weapons, you won't build them. It's the most effective way to end the escalation of the arms race and lay the groundwork for progress in other areas of arms control. Until the Reagan years, every president of both parties had sought a ban on nuclear testing, but this administration said no in order to carry out its nuclear buildup. Now, with President Reagan more sympathetic to arms control, we managed to get a half a loaf, a study by the administration of the feasibility of a test ban. We're closer to the goal, Al, and President Dukakis will put us over the top.
President Dukakis? Gad, makes a guy shudder just hearing it. Wake up now, Rip. Reagan and Bush established the policy of peace through strength. After 7 years in the White House, this team has signed the historic INF Treaty with the Soviet Union, and it is a historic agreement, the first one to ever actually reduce the actual numbers of nuclear weapons in our world. George Bush now pushes for further cuts in nuclear weapons. He would also seek reductions in the Soviet Union's substantial advantage in conventional weaponry. But none of this will ever happen if we unilaterally disarm. We need to test new technology and keep close apace with research and development. Without that power and potency, the Soviet Union has no incentive at all to negotiate arms control agreements. Sure, we should study the possibility of a ban on nuclear testing, but we'll continue right on our highly successful policy of peace through strength. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.
This is Ted Kennedy. It's Election Day, and that means Mike Dukakis for president. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, I saw that movie, Running on Empty, the other day. At first, I thought it was about the Bush campaign, because it's running out of gas today. When people enter the voting booth, Al, the next 4 years are on the line. We know the challenges waiting to be met. Men and women willing to work who deserve a chance to work. Children to be taught. Families to be housed. Diseases to be cured. Hungry to be fed. Elderly to be cared for. Homeless to be helped. Justice to be done. There's no substitute for leadership, Al. This election is a battle between the past and the future. Between those who talk about change and those who make change happen. Between those who say you never had it so good and those who say America can do better. Mike Dukakis can help us do better, Al. George Bush can't. And his negative campaigning can't either.
Well, Ted, you're right about only one thing. It is Election Day. But I have to wonder about the movies you're seeing. Dukakis for president would be like Nightmare on Elm Street. He ain't going to make it. The American people are going big for George Bush. They know that he will continue over 70 months of strong economic growth. Why not? George will continue the Reagan years of good jobs and good wages in most of the United States. He'll sit down with Mikhail Gorbachev and we can negotiate from a position of strength, not weakness. Ted, ours is a compassionate nation. We do take care of the needy in our society. This year's budget is $1,100,000,000,000. We're doing something right. George Bush is a man that inspires our confidence and our trust. He is a man of ultimate compassion and fairness. He's one of us. He's real. And that's why you'll be shedding those big crocodile tears tonight, Ted. The country will be in good hands. George Bush is going to win big. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Senator Al Simpson. It's over, Ted. We as congressmen can now begin to respond to the will of the people. Ted Kennedy and I will face off in a moment. Ted, after so many months of facing off, how about facing off in the same direction? This has been a darn tough campaign, too long, too. But it's now time to put partisanship behind us. This new president surely has his work cut out for him, and thoughtful Republicans and Democrats need to work closely with him to tackle the tough issues of the day. We are facing a very serious federal budget deficit. We won't get our work done on that if all we do is use this issue as a partisan bomb to roll under each other's chairs. We need a united national commitment to wage the war on drugs, and our nation's environmental laws must be more closely addressed. There is so much work to be done on negotiating arms reductions with the Soviet Union. It's a full plate indeed, Ted. So let you and I vow to work with our new president. He really does need our advice, our counsel, and our cooperation.
I'm into that, Al. This presidential campaign has been an endless marathon for the candidates. I know what it's like, and I commend them all, George Bush and Mike Dukakis, Dan Quayle and Lloyd Benson, for enduring it, for putting up with the hardship and indignities to their families and themselves. One thing for sure, Al, the end of this presidential campaign didn't come soon enough. It seemed like the longest election in history, and it probably was. What nobody will miss about 1988 is the overdose of negative campaigning. Under Gresham's law of economics, bad money drives out good. The same is true in politics. Negative campaigning drives out positive discussion of the issues we face. It's no way to pick a president, and both parties share the blame. Join me, Al, in redoubling our efforts for reform. We can do more to rid our elections of negative attacks, the corrosive power of special interest money, and the tyranny of 30-second soundbites. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.
This is Al Simpson. The people indeed have spoken. It's George Bush. Now it's time to put partisanship behind us and work with our new president as we face some awful tough work ahead. Ted Kennedy and I will face off in a moment. The American people have elected George Bush to the highest office we can confer. They have determined that he is the man most able to continue our nation's progress. They have confidence in him to sit down with the leaders of the Soviet Union and negotiate from a position of strength. Ted, the campaign is over, honest. But the heavy lifting has just begun. I know George Bush is a man of great competence. You do too. He will work well with the Congress as we face the issues of the budget deficit, the war on drugs, arms control, and he will work hard for results. Mike Dukakis and George Bush ran a good, tough, gut-hard campaign, and they both did it their way. The Time for partisanship has come and gone after 2 years of scrapping. Cooperation is today's byword. We must have it.
Amen to that, Al. I commend George Bush for his victory. Obviously, there are areas where we'll disagree on the issues, but I pledge to do all I can to work with President Bush on the serious challenges facing this country in foreign and domestic policy in the years ahead. One thing for sure, Al, the end of this presidential campaign didn't come soon enough. It seemed like the longest election in history, and it probably was. What nobody will miss about 1988 is the overdose of negative campaigning. Under Gresham's law of economics, bad money drives out good. The same is true in politics. Negative campaigning drives out positive discussion of the issues we face. It's no way to pick a president, and both parties share the blame. Join me, Al, in redoubling our efforts for reform. We can do more to rid our elections of negative attacks, the corrosive power of special interest money, and the tyranny of 30-second soundbites. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.
This is Senator Al Simpson. Mike Dukakis pulled off a real big one. Give him the credit. Ted Kennedy and I will face off, but I hunch we'll maybe face off in the same direction in just a moment. Ted, this has been an awful tough campaign, and it's now time to put partisanship behind us. Mike Dukakis sure has his work cut out for him. Thoughtful Republicans and Democrats must pledge to work closely with him as we tackle the tough issues of the day. We are facing a very serious federal budget deficit. We won't get our work done on that if all we do is use this issue as a partisan bomb to roll under each other's chairs. We need a united national commitment to wage the war on drugs. Our nation's environmental laws must be more closely addressed. There's so much work to be done on negotiating arms reductions with the Soviet Union. It's a full plate indeed, Ted. You have my sincere commitment to work with Mike Dukakis in a positive and constructive fashion. He needs our advice, our counsel, and our cooperation.
Amen to that, Al. I congratulate Mike Dukakis on his brilliant come-from-behind victory. Like Harry Truman, he never gave up. I admire that quality, and it will serve President Dukakis well in meeting the complex challenges we face in foreign and domestic policy in the years ahead. One thing for sure, Al, the end of this presidential campaign didn't come soon enough. It seemed like the longest election in history, and it probably was. What nobody will miss about 1988 is the overdose of negative campaigning. Under Gresham's law of economics, bad money drives out good. The same is true in politics. Negative campaigning drives out positive discussion of the issues we face. It's no way to pick a president, and both parties share the blame. Join me, Al, in redoubling our efforts for reform. We can do more to rid our elections of negative attacks, the corrosive power of special interest money, and the tyranny of 30-second soundbites. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Ted Kennedy. When President Reagan signed the Civil Rights Fair Housing Bill, he crossed his fingers, too. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, President Reagan received well-deserved credit last month for signing our far-reaching bipartisan Civil Rights Bill to end discrimination in housing. But it wasn't all on the level, Al. At the White House bill signing ceremony, the president undermined the new law before the ink was dry. He interpreted it as including a narrow, hard-to-prove test of discrimination. That's a favorite trick of the administration on all civil rights bills, Al, but it's flatly inconsistent with the intent of Congress because it makes the law a paper tiger and lets bigots off the hook. As the courts have uniformly ruled, what counts in interpreting a law is what Congress intends when the law is written, not what the president says when he signs it. If President Reagan didn't like the bill, Al, he should have vetoed it instead of trying to have it both ways.
Bigots off the hook? What in the world are you talking about? All these years you've spent trying to nail Ronald Reagan have finally gotten to you. He'll be gone soon. That New England granite brain is cracked. Without the leadership of George Bush and Ronald Reagan, that fair housing law would never have become a reality. President Reagan signed the bill because it met a real need and because it was a well-reasoned compromise. I know it troubled you when we demanded that property owners be given the right to a trial by jury. So fundamental. And you left it out. We put it back. You said it all, Ted, but I can't figure out why you said it. The courts will interpret any legal challenges to the law. Those challenges won't be made by Ronald Reagan. They'll be made by good American citizens who have legal, legitimate questions. Sounds to me like you wanted a campaign issue more than a fair housing law, Ted. This is Senator Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.